Estelle and I had some of the biggest fights in history, I think. And they would start with one of us saying something short to the other one, you know? And right away, you'd get an attitude. That's how you can tell. You may be in a relationship right now. If things go good all day long, and then one of you says something to the other person that ruins the whole day for the rest of the day, you are going to get divorced. One time, Estelle and I were in the supermarket. And I'm just standing there, you know, smoking a Camel, looking around. She says, you know, you could help me a little bit with this shopping. You know, instead of, honey, would you help me? Or, honey, while I'm over here by the bread, would you mind going and get a dozen eggs? We could shorten our time that way, and I'd have more time to spend with you. Instead, no, she looks at me and she says, you know, you could help me with this shopping. What kind of way is that to ask, huh? So I look over at her. I said, all right, I'll help. And I say in a loud voice, you need some of this Preparation H? Are your hemorrhoids flaring up again, Estelle? And a few people around started laughing. So she said, no, they're fine. But maybe I should get you some of this Cruex. Do you find your crotch still itching? And now the people are laughing harder. So I reached out, I said, maybe I ought to get some of this K-O-Pectate. You know how bad your diarrhea is. So she looks over at me and she says, maybe I ought to get a tube of this Boilies. Huh? Your tuchus is looking like a pizza. I said, oh, yeah. I said, well, maybe I ought to get some of this Campofenique. It looks like you're about ready to get a fever blister on your lips. You know how when you get upset, your herpes kicks in. She said, oh, yeah. Well, maybe you ought to get some of this Tums for your tummy. The way you're always throwing up after your drunken binges. This'll help settle you. I said, oh, yeah. Well, maybe you ought to get some Listerine here for your stinking bad breath. Now, by this time, people are howling in the store. So I go running to the front of the store where they have those microphones, and I grab one and I skeet it back to me. I said, attention, attention, shoppers. It sounded like this. Attention, attention, shoppers. The fat slob you see in the slippers and the house dress, her name is Estelle, and she is a true bona fide sweat hog. Anybody wanting to see a sweat hog, please look in aisle 3 next to the canned chicken and tuna. A sweat hog. Thank you, shoppers. So she goes running for it. She grabs another mic and says, attention, 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 shoppers. Anybody who wants to see a worthless excuse for a human being, anybody who wants to see a man with boil-laden tuchus who can't hold a job, with bad breath and just does nothing but sit around all day and scratch in the hide, look at aisle 2. Aisle 2 for a worthless human being. Thank you, shoppers. Well, but this time the store security guard comes over, and he says, all right, you two, get out. I said, hey, get off me. Get your hand off me. I said, you want to touch me? You want to talk to me? You put your hands on me. He said, all right, out of the store. I said, oh, yeah. Don't you ever tell me what you do. And I'm his head slapping back and forth. But one of the store managers grabs me and holds my arm behind me, and Estelle jumps in and says, get your hands off my husband. And she's pummeling the guy over the head with a cantaloupe. Before you know it, the police are called. Estelle and I are let out of the store. We're taken and dragged to the back of a squad car. We're both thrown in the back and handcuffed. As the police car pulled away from the curb to take us downtown to book us for disorderly conduct, I looked at Estelle. I said, honey, can you believe it? We just went in there to get a quart of milk.
Was the